The newspaper, the Tulsa World, did they editorialize? Were they helpful to you from the beginning?
Overall, yes. Overall. Once in a while, I had some cartoons in there that were pretty tough.
They didn't see the vision, or they didn't like the way it was going?
Well, you had legislators blasting us for not putting it where they wanted to locate it. I'm not sure that I can find it, but I think one time they had a cartoon about sending three of these Texans back across the Red River on a horse. Now, when I say that, I think the Tulsa World itself, the leadership, the ownership, yes, mm-hmm. was supportive. And the Tribune was involved in,
that's
too,
right.
you know. But I think knowing what I know today, they're probably as supportive as they could have been under the circumstances.
Right. I was going to ask you that earlier. You really would be perceived as, even though you weren't, Texans.
Oh, we were. We were, and I laughed. Doc Phelps was from Kansas.
Yeah.
I mean, none of us actually were from Texas. But actually, coming up, Bob Malott, who was our vice president for data systems and all, he was at that point with Tarrant County in Fort Worth. Roger Smith had been in Dallas. So there were four of us that had really been down there. So, you know, you can see where that came from.
We should point out, too, this was the first startup of a school in 50 years.
That's right. That was a big deal for Oklahoma. First new public institution in 50 years.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
With this community so supportive of OSU and OU, I suppose there were those, and in fact, those at those two schools were worried about the fight for money.
I can't speak for them, but it always turns out that way. Now, in the end, I'd have to say that OSU and OU, as far as I was concerned when I was president, were very supportive of us. I just have to tell you, but I think we earned that respect over a period of time. That's my take.
But they must have looked askance at the beginning.
Yeah, I'm sure.